Mr. President, when we traveled with you in China, you weren't aboard Air Force One. Do you miss it?
Oh, I don't miss the traffic so much, but I love the plane because it's a great place to work.
Do you, in some quiet moment, look forward to the time maybe when you'd be flying on it in a different capacity as the first husband?
Well, the answer to that is no, I don't. I don't think about that, and I have urged all of Hillary's supporters not to think about that because she's got to run for re-election, and it's a big hazard for anybody who's up for re-election to think about anything but re-election. So.
Well, as you know, we now have on television, we have a woman president of the United States.
Yeah, Gina Davis.
Is the country ready for a woman president, a real woman president as opposed to one on television?
I don't know. My gut is, yes, that if a woman came across as strong and seasoned and well-prepared, if you said the right things in the right way and you had a good record to back it up, my gut is yes. But the hard truth is we won't know until it happens.
For now, Mr. Clinton says he's concentrating his efforts on AIDS. But globetrotting can take its toll. In China, the president seemed grayer and thinner than the last time we had seen him.